Radio.org.
And I took it out and it was my tooth, it just like crumbled. And so my back teeth are gone because they just crumbled into bits and pieces. My name is Haley. I'm 17 years old and I started doing meth when I was 15. My hair was falling out in huge clumps and my eyelashes were falling out and I had sores all over my face. My biggest regret is the fact that I started a lot of people on meth. Like, how could I do that to somebody? Like, start them on an addiction and they're gonna have to go through all of the stuff that I have to go through. And it makes me really sad. Like, people don't wake up and say, I think I'm gonna be a meth addict today. They try it just once and they think it's all gonna be fine, but there's no, like, 80-year-old meth addicts. They all die. Like, you end up dying or in jail. You make nothing of your life, and that's a fact.
Brought to you by the Colorado Meth Project.
.org.
All right, well, we're back after that perfect song for this show. I mean, what's better than the Hey song? I mean, that's a song even CSU does. And it's a song I love because, well, it reminds me of going to CSU games as I've grown up here in Fort Collins. And that was just awesome to hear that. I didn't even realize what it was before it played, and then I heard it and was like, oh, yes. But now back to the actual sports. And so here's another update on what's going on in the world of sports. And so we're going to start in the NBA first. And in the fourth quarter, Indiana is on top of Washington, 118-94. Also in the fourth quarter, the Knicks are on top of Philadelphia by 187-86. Also in the fourth quarter, Toronto is on top of Cleveland, 78-86. And another game in the fourth quarter, Charlotte is losing to Orlando by 186-85. In the third quarter, New Jersey and Detroit are tied at 61. At the half, Houston is on top of New Orleans, 55-51. Also at the half, Milwaukee's on top of Miami, 45-40. Another game at the half, Phoenix on top of Minnesota, 56-53. Another game at the half, the Thunder are now on top of the Clippers, 58-53. In the second quarter, Denver is beating Dallas, 30-24. And in the second quarter, San Antonio is beating Sacramento, 29-27. Now in the MLB. At the end of the 8th, San Francisco is still on top of the Padres, 8-1. Bottom of the 8th, Toronto's on top of the A's, 4-3. Top of the 7th, Detroit is on top of Baltimore, 6-3. Bottom of the 6th, Cincinnati's beating Houston, 6-4. Another game in the bottom of the 6th, Philadelphia's beating the Mets, 9-7. Bottom of the 6th, Washington and Florida are tied at 4. In the bottom of the 5th, Cleveland is on top of the Red Sox, 3-2. And in the bottom of the 4th, Milwaukee is beating Atlanta, 2-1. Alright, so now that I just talked about the Red Sox, let's talk about them some more. And if you listen to my last show, you would know that I have them as my World Series champion. And as I should, that's what everyone has them, at least in the World Series, if not winning. I mean, look at their team. The infield is absolutely stacked. So is the outfield. I mean, it's Adrian Gonzalez, Dustin Pedroia, Marco Scudero, Kevin Youkilis, J.D. Drew, Jacoby Ellsbury, Carl Crawford. Then there's Beckett, there's Lester, there's Matsuzaka, there's Lackey, and there's Buckles. And then behind the plate, you either have Saltalamacchi or Veritek. Tonight it's Veritek because Matsuzaka is pitching, and I think he is Matsuzaka's designated catcher. I'm not sure about that, but I think it's true. But the Sox, even with as good of a team as they have, are 0-4, and they're losing in the top what inning are we in? The bottom of the fifth to the Indians, a team that didn't even make the playoffs last year, that finished way worse than the Red Sox last year. And they're losing to them 3-2. They opened their season by getting swept in three games by the Rangers. And then they lost last night in Cleveland to the Indians. How can a team as good as the Red Sox are and with as good of players as the Red Sox have start 0-4? And right now it looks like they're going to be 0-5 unless they can score a couple of runs pretty soon. I mean, this is what I believe to be the best lineup in baseball. And, I mean, they suck. They suck right now. They're 0-4. They haven't won yet. Almost every single team in the major leagues, except for the Rays and the Red Sox, have at least won one game. Even the Pirates have won a game. And the Pirates are the MLB. They're the seller. They're who suck every year. But the Red Sox, a baseball powerhouse, a team who almost everyone has going to the World Series, is 0-4. And I just have to wonder, when are they going to win a game? I mean, after the Indians, it's not like it gets any easier. They have to play the Yankees. And the Yankees are hot right now. The Yankees are playing really, really good. The Yankees pitching has surprised me and is good, which I hate to say because I hate the Yankees. And the Red Sox pitching sucks. I mean, I don't know what to say about them other than the fact that they just suck or they just aren't playing well, and I just don't know how they can turn it around. They're not hitting. Their batting average as a team is around 200. And, I mean, as a team, that's horrible. I mean, Crawford, who is supposed to be hitting, not hitting. He's also around that 200. He's around the Mendoza line. Gonzalez isn't hitting very much. Ortiz isn't hitting very well. Pedroia, Euclid, Ellsbury, no one is. And you have to think, even with okay pitching, a team with a lineup like the Red Sox have should have won a game by now. They should have won their first game. They should have won at one, maybe two in that series with the Rangers. And they can't even beat the Indians now? Like, I realized that the Indians were good a couple years ago in 2007. But in 2007, they had CC Sabathia. This is 2011. This is 4 years later. CC's in New York now. We get to deal with him next week. I mean, they have to see that. And they have to be like, why can't we hit? Why can't we get guys on base? Why can't we score the guys on base? Hitting, obviously, is essential to baseball. It is something that teams have to do to win games, and the Red Sox aren't doing it. Now, the team everyone in Colorado cares about, the Rockies, they are doing that. I saw a highlight on SportsCenter right before I left to come and do my show. Helton hit a home run. Tulo hit a home run. I mean, the Rockies are hitting. There's a reason that the Rockies are winning and the Red Sox aren't. I mean, the Rockies are pitching pretty good. Houston Street is doing amazing, and I love that because I think Houston Street is a great pitcher. I've always liked him ever since the Rockies got him in the Matt Holliday deal. I thought he was one of the steals of that deal, and he's pitching awesome. The Rockies starters are pitching pretty good. And then they're hitting so well. And, I mean, it's awesome to just see a team like that do so well. But it sucks for me to see my favorite team, the Red Sox, suck so much. They're 0-4 playing a Cleveland team that they should absolutely, I mean, they should destroy the Indians, and they're losing. They lost to them last night, and they're losing to them this night. I don't know what to say about them. I think they need to figure it out. I mean, they need to figure out hitting. Maybe we need a new hitting coach. Maybe we need some new stances. But something needs to happen. And I mean, maybe someone will hit a home run or do something like make a huge game-changing play in the field or just like score somebody. And maybe that will turn them around and they'll actually start playing well. And maybe they'll go on this 15-game win streak, 15-game plus win streak that I've kind of dreamed about ever since they traded for Gonzalez and they signed Crawford. I mean, I know we don't have the best catcher. Veritek's old, but I love Veritek. Veritek is the captain of the team. I think he will be a Sox for his whole career. We'll just have to keep re-signing him to one-year deals. But, I mean, Saltalamacchia, he's young. He'll get better. He'll mature. And I think he'll flourish in Boston. At least I hope he does. But for the Red Sox to start winning, they have to. Absolutely have to start hitting. And right now, they're not. They're striking out. And they're grounding out. They're popping out. They're just getting out. I mean, they're not. It sucks to just watch the game cast on ESPN and MLB because I don't have Nesson, which is what all their games are broadcast on, and they're not on ESPN till Sunday. I just don't have these channels, and I don't have MLB.TV either. I wish I did, but I don't. Where I can watch the games, so I watch the game cast on ESPN and MLB.com. And it sucks just watching these happen. And all I see is J. Drew struck out swinging. D. Ortiz grounded out to first. K. Euculus struck out swinging. D. Pedroia grounded out to second. I mean, how can this keep happening? How can there be so many outs and so little hits? I mean, someone just needs to start hitting. And then hitting is contagious. Hitting is hugely contagious. Once one person does it, the rest of the team does it. And if you just get a couple people hitting, your problem's solved. You'll start winning. And you'll go on that 15-game win streak that I've dreamed about for so long. Because it would just be so awesome to see it. I mean, it sucks to see. And I really wish it wouldn't happen. But until they figure it out, they're going to keep losing. And I'm just going to keep getting more pissed off about it. And during the break, I was thinking about something. And oddly enough, it's taken me a while to talk about it on the show. And even, well, the weirdest part is that no one seems to care. And that's the fact that the Women's Basketball National Championship was actually awesome. I mean, yeah, it was awesome for me because my team was in it. Notre Dame was in it. And, I mean, they lost. But, I mean, it was a great game. The score of the women's game, this is the first time, well, not the first time I've ever seen this happen, but it's one of the few times I've ever seen this happen. The score of a women's game of basketball was higher than the men's. I mean, the women's game was 76-60. Texas A&M beat Notre Dame in Indianapolis. And it was more competitive. They actually treated it like a championship game, and they actually scored. They both played great games. I didn't get to see much because I had something to do last night. So I didn't see much of the game. But what I did see, I really liked. Notre Dame scoring. Not missing a shot like Butler. Shot after shot. Like Butler did. Texas A&M scoring. Not missing a ton of shots like UConn did. I mean, it was... It's one of the few women's games I've actually seen that have been better than the men's game of equal caliber. Like, I know people shouldn't... Well, not shouldn't care, but don't care about women's basketball because they just care about the guys and how much more scoring there is and how there's more dunking and it's more exciting. But for one of the few times that I've seen, the women's game was, it turned the tables. The women's game was the more exciting one. And I'm proud of girls' college basketball. I mean, I am. I thought it was awesome. And I think that everyone who was saying that not having a UConn or a Tennessee or a Stanford in the championship was a good thing, how they were all saying that, how that was just awesome for girls' basketball, I completely agree. That was awesome for women's basketball. It got me interested because it was my team who beat UConn, which I thought was amazing because UConn is a crazy, crazy good team. And Notre Dame, they beat Tennessee too. And then Texas A&M beat Baylor and Stanford, the other two really, really good teams in the tournament, to go to the national championship game. And then they duke it out in Indianapolis, and it's a great game. I mean, it was one of the best games of basketball I've seen in a very, very, very long time. And I'm happy. I mean, I'm interested in women's basketball. I mean, my friends won't understand that, but that's their fault, not mine. So, I mean, if they don't understand how awesome girls' basketball can actually be, that's their fault. I don't know if I'll watch more WNBA because of this, because I don't like pro basketball in general. I don't like the NBA. I don't like the WNBA. So, I mean, I don't know if I'll watch more WNBA, but I think next year, I think I'm definitely going to watch more girls' college basketball if it's on. I mean, more guys will be broadcast, but if there's a girls' game on, I'm definitely going to keep tabs on it. After seeing that that game was a lot better, definitely keeping tabs on it. I mean, there's nothing better than an awesome sports game, an awesome sports championship. Well, I mean, there you have it. Well, that's all I have for tonight. This has been Jeff Hinton with Click Sports with Jeff. Tune in to my next show next Wednesday at 6. And I'll see you guys later. Have a good night, Fort Collins.